keep them doggies rolling raw.
It's time to ask Brett the Vet with Dr. Brett Ellis of Veterinary Associates. That's Dr. Ellis's group of Greene County-based veterinarians ready to handle all of your pet problems and taking care of your farm animals as well. From the clinic on U.S. 68 North at State Route 235, just north of Xenia, call 372-9978. And the Jamestown location, 80 West Washington Street in Jamestown, call 675-7411. Remember, Veterinary Associates keeps a vet on call around the clock every day of the year. Now it is time to say good morning. Welcome back to Classic Country Radio, Dr. Brett Ellis. Hi, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Bucks. It's good to be back with everyone after a week off in Wisconsin. Wasn't really a week off. It was more like a week of intensive learning and practical experience. We had two 4-hour labs with dogs and two 4-hour labs with horses, and from a couple different rescue groups up there, and just the good people of Wisconsin. They're all very nice people. Kind of remind me of what we're blessed with to have here in Ohio, just a good group of folks that are out to make the world a better place. So it was a good week. A lot more, you know. It's crazy. You learn so much, and you take two tests online before you go back. And when you get there, you have four more tests to take: an oral exam, an anatomy exam, and then a practical on the dog and a practical on the horse. So it's pretty intensive. And then so you're like, okay, I just got this in my brain. I think I can handle this. And then the ear open up because there's a whole nother ball of dump truck of information you got to put in your brain. So it's kind of good to clear out some of the old cobwebs and clear some space in your noodle for some new places, new information.
That's always good, acquiring some new knowledge like that and trying to unload some of the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
I haven't spent all that much time in Wisconsin, but what time I spent there, I really enjoyed. I really liked Milwaukee. It was a very welcoming kind of place, and I enjoy, you know, they like beer and sausage. And
yes, they do.
There's some tablecloth kind of fancier restaurants where that's the menu, beer and sausage. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then the Kringle. That pastry,
yeah.
That Danish pastry.
Man.
Yeah, our Dr. Rivera and his wife make sure we have a fresh one every morning. So we've had everything from chocolate Kringles to almond Kringles to cherry Kringles and just about anything else you can fold into fruit and make it sweet. It's not good for you at all. Not good for you at all. But boy, it's a nice little brain booster when you're sitting there trying to put all this stuff in.
I went up to Green Bay, too, in winter. In winter. Well, it was when I was part of the broadcast team for the Wright State Raiders. And we go up there to play Wisconsin-Green Bay in basketball. And this was before the Green Bay Packers had their resurrection, their big comeback of the last many years. This is back in the 90s. And the late Greg Garris, who was the play-by-play guy, he had a great line. We went over to the Packers Hall of Fame and walked up, and my gosh, they wanted something like $20 for the admission to go into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. And Greg said,
"Wow,
how much is it if we just look at before 1970? Yeah. We got a couple of questions here. You and I have talked about this several times. I saw a headline the other day stating what you have already reported to us. It's going to be a terrible year for ticks. Well, I had a caller check in. Got a long-haired dog and concerned about that. And their number one question, and I know you've covered this at some point in the past, but it bears repeating. Since this is going to be a problem this year, what's the best way to remove a tick from an animal?
So you want to grab it close to the skin where the mouth parts are and pull it off. Some people use tweezers. You can usually use your fingers. It's not going to, you know, it's got to stay attached for 24 hours. So even if you get bit by it or anything, you're not going to get anything from that. I mean, wash your hands certainly after you remove the tick, but there's no concern with that. And then there's also the concern about if you don't pull the head off, that it'll bury in there and cause disease. And that's not true either. The bacteria is stored in the gut of the tick. And so if you remove the body, it's not going to transmit it either. So that's another thing to do. Yeah, and even with the tick prevention, there's the oral ones, NexGard and Bravecto, and then some of the topicals that are out there, which can or can't, I don't know how effective they are anymore. And it all depends, I think, on the amount that they're exposed to and the environment they're in. And again, too, like if you have a long-haired dog, it can be very challenging to find them. There's a collar that you can get, over the counter. Seresto, it may be the name of it. It's made by one of the drug companies, but it's an 8-month collar. It runs at about $60 to $70. But I have clients that frontline wasn't working, and they have 3 or 4 dogs, and to put them all on oral flea tick meds is just cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. So they use the collar and then keep them on heartworm pills, and it has, and they have small children, and there's no problems with it. A lot of people worry about, oh, my child's going to chew on the flea tick collar. I suppose that's a possibility, but if your child likes to chew on flea tick collars, then I would put the money out for a good flea tick pill, I suppose, but not probably going to happen. But So that's kind of what's going on. The other thing too is we're seeing more Lyme positive dogs than we are seeing heartworm positive dogs. Now, it doesn't mean stop giving heartworm pills, because it's still there, and as soon as the prevention drops, the incidence of disease will increase pretty significantly. Mm-hmm. But if you have a dog, you go camping or you live near a wooded area, or you like to go walking where it's wooded, or tall grass, or really should think about the Lyme vaccine to protect your dog completely in case the topical stuff or the oral stuff is not working to kill the ticks. Now, all of those things are supposed to kill the tick within 24 hours before it can transmit disease. Nobody's ready to say it's 100% effective, because nothing is. So that's why we like the vaccine as another line of protection for at-risk dogs.
And we have another caller who has a dog kind of like my Annie, a dumpster diver. Well, yeah. Not really a dumpster, but loves to get in that garbage can, and they were looking mm-hmm. for suggestions how to keep them out. I gave mine, in which when I put a new bag in the garbage can, one in the kitchen, I pour a little Clorox in there, and Annie opens up that, she knows how to push the pedal and flip the lid of the can up, and she gets a whiff of that, man. She doesn't want any part of it.
Yeah, and I like the way bleach smells, so that's probably fine. Again, just like with the kid that would eat a flea tick collar, some dogs might ingest bleach, but not likely, right? I mean,
right.
So I think that could be a good deterrent, wouldn't likely be, it might cause some GI irritation, and I don't, depending on the size of the dog, but usually it's the bigger dogs you have to worry about knocking over a trash can. And if that's, either you keep your dog out of the room, or you keep the garbage can where they can't knock it over, or I always set like a big block or something with a handle, on top of it, just so my dog wouldn't, he could have knocked it over, but he didn't, because he liked stepping on the pedal and seeing the thing go up, and then see what kind of tasty treats were in there. So, the other thing is you get rid of the ones with the pedal to lift up, and you get one with a lid that, you have to have thumbs to use to get off. So that'd be the other way to outsmart them.
And what Annie does is there's something in there, a paper plate that had food on it or whatever, she'll get that out. She's not into, ripping stuff up like that anymore, but she gives it to the little dogs, and they tear it to pieces. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I always, whenever Henry would get into the garbage, I would always blamed my girlfriend's dog, the little toy poodle, and said, well, she put him up to it just because she couldn't get there. Henry didn't need any of this stuff. He just got it out for her. She put him up to it. So you got to pass. You got to put the blame where the blame belongs.
It's funny. The little dogs, all except for Woody, who was there first.
Yeah.
The new little dogs, they look up to Annie, and so they copy all of her bad habits. Anything
exactly.
She does that's bad, they imitate. Right.
The good big sister, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
There was one other note of an animal nature. If you're into horses and into horse history, etc. They have a new exhibit at the Kentucky Derby Museum in Louisville, which is, by the way, a great thing to go do. It's full of information about thoroughbred horses, and it's a lot of fun. Kids like it because there is even a place where they can get a virtual ride on a race
horse. Oh, wow.
That's a lot of fun. But they have a new exhibit on Man of War, The Legacy, they're calling it. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the birth in Lexington, Kentucky, of this famous horse. And have a lot of information about it, even some film, some footage of Man of War, etc. And is worthwhile. Of course, if you're into horses, besides that Derby Museum there in Louisville, the Kentucky Horse Park is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful place to go.
Just great. And there are real live horses there that you can get up close to, including they even have a retired racehorse barn, and some famous horses have been retired there. And that's pretty cool to go see.
It is. It's amazing. You see these horses. They look different than other horses, you know, because you know that they were so fast and they were so amazing and they won so much money, you know, that they're here in this great, you know, retirement place. They have a different look in their eye. I don't know if you picked that up, but they're just different. And it's definitely neat to see. It's an impressive display of, you know, the power of these animals. It kind of puts you in your place a little bit. So especially go down in the spring or in the fall is a beautiful time to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good stuff. Have you looked at your Derby card yet? Or
no, I really haven't worked it up yet. But I need to do that. We're planning on a trip to Louisville on Saturday to take baby granddaughter Athena her Derby hat.
Sweet.
Joy went online and found a Derby hat for a child, for a baby.
Nice.
And she is going to the Derby because Warriors Club is going to be running in the Pat Day Mile. That's a graded stakes race, $250,000 in the purse on Derby Day.
Wow, that's great. Do they know what time that'll be going off at? Or
I'm not sure which race it is right now. I'll have that information next week for sure.
Okay, great.
And they got together, the members of the syndicate, with Dwayne Lucas. And Dwayne said, look, we've won a lot of money with Warriors Club this year. This is how you build a stable. Well, let's take some of that profit and get another horse.
There you go.
And he bought a two-year-old filly. For them. I don't know if it's named yet. I don't know the name, if it has been. But they got a two-year-old filly in training now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how you get started.
This is the first step on the road to total financial ruin. That's
exactly. Yep.
One of my mother's favorite saying, first your money, then your clothes. That's the way it goes.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. So that's the news on that front. Brett, you maybe a few raindrops to dodge in the next couple of days, but you got some beautiful weather for your work outside.
Yes, this is a great time of year. The bugs really aren't bad yet. You know, going around doing a lot of spring vaccines, and fortunately, it's nice. I'm able to. Most of my clients are good to let me to practice my chiropractic on the animals while I'm doing it. And I said, well, you know, I'm not charging you for it today. So after I get my diploma, it's going to be a different story. So everybody's happy to let me try. And the neat thing is, like with horses, if you're going to do an adjustment, that horse is going to tell you whether you're right or wrong.